El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they are completely unable, paralyzed with fear to go to the places that we go to. I'm Phil Hendry, Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard along with me during our news and information hour. And we're going to be starting things off tonight, folks. While we will be talking about the Super Bowl and while we will be talking about the many controversies, which I don't personally think are controversies attending it, we do want to start with Herb Sewell, who is joining us tonight from the San Gabriel Valley in Southern California. This is a story with national import, even though it is a story that is right now local. And you are going to be hearing an awful lot about it, folks. No question as the week progresses. I'd mentioned it a little bit on my Twitter feed. Herb, thank you for joining us. Now, let me just say, and Herb, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Herb, I have to tell you, and I know that you and I discussed you coming on the program to talk about the Super Bowl. I know that you want to get more involved in sports commentary, and you want to get more involved in writing about sports. But there's a situation, as I mentioned to you, here in Southern California that people, if they haven't heard about it nationally, will be. And this is the Miramonte Elementary School. And
I understand, Phil, and I think it's an absolute, I want to go on the record as saying it is an absolutely abhorrent and horrible situation. There's no question about it. And
all right, but I appreciate that, and it is. And I want to let everybody know, essentially, two teachers have been taken out of the school, have been arrested. One has been fired, I believe. And the accusations are pretty vile. On school premises, using children in some kind of horrific-type sex games, feeding these children. I don't even want to. I refuse to mention it. I'm just going to say that this is an absolutely horrific series of crimes. And having mentioned that, what I want to talk to you about, Herb, is number one, I have to tell people that you were incarcerated for sex abuse having to do with children.
That is correct, yes.
And you were incarcerated for some 8 years at Atascadero.
That is correct. Forensic hospital, yes.
Which is a forensic hospital, that is a psychiatric hospital. I understand that you have been completely clean. You are not an offender anymore. You're at a halfway house. You're involved in doing online research for different individuals as a sort of in a subcontractor fashion. And you also are hoping to start a sports writing career. But you were jailed for child abuse, sexual abuse of children.
I was, yes.
Now, we have a story here. These two guys have been taken out of the school, and there may be a third going on at another school in Southern California, and I can't really think of anybody better to ask questions of than somebody who'd been in prison for this.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, I did not expect to be asked questions about this, but I'm not going to shy away from it either. I have, as I said, and as you indicated your audience, I paid my dues, as the saying goes. I was incarcerated for 8 years, and I was completely, if you want to call it punished, I was punished. Rehabilitated, I believe I was rehabilitated. I'm not an offender. I also am, as you also indicated, Phil, pursuing other career options besides this online research that I've been doing. Now, you want to ask me about crimes of other individuals. I don't think it's exactly fair, because it taints me. And
well, I don't mean to do that. I don't mean to do that. And I told you we were going to talk about it, and if you didn't want to talk about it, we didn't have to.
Well, I do want to talk about it, because it, first of all, I think it's very important to talk about. Secondly, if I can get on-air time, the more on-air time that I get with you, regardless of what we're talking about, more people hear me, and I am able to develop more of a broadcast sense, a broadcast ability. It's possible that someone in the broadcast world will hear me and eventually hire me in that capacity that you and I have been talking about. So I do want on-air time, even if it's talking about me being a child sex abuser. Now, I'm not proud of that. I'd rather not talk about it, but I'd rather talk about that than not be on the air at all, than be sitting at home on my hands, typing out little research papers for doctors who are 80, 90 years of age, who won't listen to my suggestions, drone on and on and on, and won't shut up while I'm trying to tell them the best way for them to present their research.
So in other words, you've got a pretty boring life.
It's not boring. It's not boring in the sense that I don't like it. It's just one area of it. When I am typing up research papers for the professors that I work for, and when I try and give them suggestions, all I hear on the other end is the beginning of a long soliloquy that's going to go on for these 15 minutes of an 80-year-old man who would do far better than to just shut his mouth and allow me to tell him the best way to present his paper.
All right, so you're on our program tonight, though, and, you know, whatever your problems are there with the doctors you work for, you're on our show tonight, and I want you to talk to me about this situation at this school with these teachers allegedly sexually abusing children in these little sex games they were playing after school, and how it is these individuals can go on for sometimes allegedly years and years and years without being caught.
Well, first of all, you mentioned that they've taken them out of school.
Yes.
I think that's a bad move, and I'll tell you why. In dealing with the educational system, Phil, as I've been dealing, and again, I write research papers for university professors. I do an awful lot of research online for the professors when they do their presentations. At least from the standpoint of the university and the college level, higher education, I see the quality of teachers that we have. Now, if we have many of these doddering old individuals there, I have no idea what it's like at the elementary school level. And I shudder with fright, to be honest with you, what kind of teachers we've got. So to take these teachers out of school before they have been criminally processed, that is, given a trial before a jury of their peers.
Well, are you suggesting that they stay in their jobs?
I'm suggesting they stay in their jobs with proper supervision. To take them out of any situation that would enable them to be in the proximity of these children that they were to do these kinds of sex games. They're very disgusting. I understand that. But I'm speaking to someone who was in prison one time for this, and I know that, you know, if you were to take away my crimes as one who was abusing children sexually, you would be hard-pressed to find people who would find fault with Herb Sewell as an online, as a researcher, as a writer, which is what I was doing, by the way, at that time. And I was doing some sports writing. I was doing some sports column, doing some on-site correspondent work for a couple of newspapers, which I am not allowed to mention, but I was doing.
Were you a beat reporter?
I was doing some football and baseball reporting, yes. But that's all over. I can't do that. I can't certainly mention about that. But I'm hoping to bring myself back to broadcasting. So I would say this. I would say that, and excuse me if I drag this out, because, again, Phil, I'm being very honest with you. The reason why I'm on the air with you tonight is not because I necessarily want to talk about child molestation or sex crimes against children. I want simply the airtime.
Yeah, I know. You want to be on the air to practice your broadcasting voice and to hear and hope that people will hear you in the broadcasting business and hire you. And I need for you to be a little more serious about this.
Phil, I am serious. I am serious. I just don't want to be tainted with the crimes of some other animal that it's not me. I didn't do it. This is some other guy.
No, I totally understand that. And my audience understands that.
Well, I know you understand it. I don't know about your audience.
All right, we're talking to Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is a research assistant. He's a writer and was incarcerated, in fact, for sex crimes against children for some 8 years at Atascadero Psychiatric Hospital. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and we're discussing Miramonte Elementary School in the Los Angeles area, where two teachers have been arrested. They are no longer at work at the school, obviously. One of them has been fired, and this is something that takes a process, folks, through the teachers union to fire teachers. But nonetheless, What they've been accused of doing, or at least in one case, masking taped the children. This was all a game the children assumed they were playing. And they were told to close their eyes, and they were given their masking tape over their eyes and told to, you know, not to to see what they were tasting.
And my understanding is that what...
Yeah, you can well imagine what it was that they were being given to taste, folks. It is beyond belief. Now, you're saying that those teachers should still be on staff.
I am. I'm saying that only because I've seen the quality of teachers we've got. They are the worst. And if you've got two guys, and I don't know, I don't, but if you've got two guys who, other than that, are excellent teachers, and
other than sexually abusing children.
I'm saying, for the short term, please listen to me, Phil, for the short term, if you keep them away from the children after school, after hours, don't let them do any kind of after-school events or activities. Don't allow them any kind of time with the children that way. But if they're still on staff in the school and they are still teaching the classes, then you can keep a better eye on them until such time as they're incarcerated or otherwise fired, and you've got time to hire a better teacher. But I don't think throwing the baby out with the bathwater is the way to do it.
And I didn't understand it. Throwing the what?
Throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Right. I don't think that's the way to do it. And I think you have to keep them on staff. Now, that's my suggestion. That's number one. Number two is the fact that I am on your program here tonight, and I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl, and I know you said that you had to talk about this, and I wanted to talk about these things. And now I'm back talking about two guys that I don't know. I wouldn't know them if I ran them over with my car. Who've been involved in some illegality that I'm again getting sucked into. So I would hope that there is a statement made every 20 minutes or so, Phil, that I have nothing to do with these crimes, that I am on your program commenting strictly. And
all right, that's fine, but I you might be that's fine, Herb, but you might be overplaying that a little bit. All I want is, as you have said, you'd make yourself available to me commenting on things like this.
That is correct, but I have not been brought in for quite some time, and I am again looking toward a career doing some booth announcing for the major networks, and I don't need this hanging over my head because you don't have people that can comment on it. And
well, I don't have anybody as good as you. You have actual practical experience, you know.
What do you mean by practical?
Well, you've been to jail for it. All right, hold on, Herb. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. So he thinks that even though these teachers have been charged with the most heinous of acts, keep them on staff because good teachers are hard to find. Keep them on staff, but don't give them any kind of access to the children other than teaching in the class and then going home. Herb Sewell joining us. Probably the only formerly incarcerated individual incarcerated for sex crimes against children who is an actual contributor to a news program, a radio program, and he is ours here on the Phil Henry Show. Now, I have told him to keep it well within the bounds of taste, and he will. And we're also going to observe his feelings. He wants to get some comment in on the Super Bowl. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Because you know, and back with me is Herb Sewell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. You know, Herb, coming on this show means that people are really pissed off, and I am too, at anybody that would hurt a child like that. But you're willing to take that shot.
Well, you said that I would be able to get in my comments about the Super Bowl. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I can comment on these two animals. I just want to say I'm not an offender anymore. I haven't done anything. These two animals that they've got that apparently they've arrested.
You think that while you call them animals, they still should be teaching because there's a shortage of good teachers?
There's a shortage of good teachers, but you could have them in the classroom teaching and you could keep them under surveillance. They would never, ever be alone with the children. They're only in the classroom doing the actual lessons. There's no after-school activity. I think that is very prudent. I think it'd be done. Because believe me, Phil, the work that I'm doing right now, even with college professors, people at the junior college level, even high school, these are some of the most pathetically untrained and stupid individuals. And if you're saying this is the way it is at that level, it could very well be worse at the elementary school level.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We go to a phone call. We have Chuck. Chuck, go ahead. You're on the line with Herb Sewell.
Yes, sir. This, my comment is this. This guy is coming up here. He's talking about he is some kind of, he wants to get some publicity so he can get a job and all this kind of stuff. You are a convicted child molester.
Well, I'm looking for a sports commentator job. A sports commentator job's got nothing to do with children.
I mean, what I'm saying is, I mean, you're saying these people should be kept in the schools. I wouldn't let my children nowhere near you or anybody else that has anything, any kind of background like you. It's what makes you think that we want to hear you on the radio, period.
But you have to understand the quality of teacher that they're going to replace either me or these other two guys. And I don't know these guys from Adam. I wouldn't have anything to do with these guys.
Because you do the same things that they do. I mean,
I don't. I've been incarcerated, and I'm no longer an offender.
You remind me of Hannibal Lecter. If anybody's seen The Little Silence of the Lambs, this guy...
I've got better things to do, sir, than watch movies.
That's
a fictitious. That's a fictitious character. He didn't exist.
You are the same,
why don't you talk
man.
About people that do exist?
You are the same.
Mr. Hendry, you've got me talking to a man who gets his information about current events by watching movies, and I can tell you, sir.
Well, hold on for a minute. Do you have a better example than Hannibal Lecter, Chuck, or should we move on?
Yeah, you're watching movies, sir. I suggest if you really care about children, I would suggest you read something like Mr. Spock. What's that guy?
If I care about children, man,
you
I
mean Dr. Spock?
Children, I wouldn't let them know
you don't.
You. I wouldn't
no,
let
you
them
don't.
Know
you're,
near you.
You. No, you don't. You're watching Hannibal Lecter on TV. No, you don't. You go to movies.
All them teachers. If
you
I was
go to the movies.
District,
you don't care about
I
children.
I would take my children out of that school just like those.
Well, that's
families.
What everybody's doing. That's what people are doing. They're taking their kids out of the school. And
this guy, Phil, you said, why are you still talking to him? You said if he had anything more to say other than Hannibal Lecter, you'd hang up on him.
No, I'm just asking, are we going to talk about this or movies? Okay, and...
Well, this man's talking about someone that doesn't exist, Hannibal Lecter. Now, I can tell you that I do exist, so I've got one up on Hannibal Lecter right there. Although I will say that Hannibal Lecter is a lot smarter than Chuck.
Anyway, Chuck, thank you for your call, sir. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You know, the question was that, you know, are you a rehabilitated guy yourself? Nobody, Herb, when we have you on the air, and you've heard this many times, people don't believe you're rehabilitated.
You know, I can't be responsible for the relative intelligence of your listeners or radio listeners. I come on your show and I go on other radio shows telling people what I know about this phenomenon. Now, I wouldn't have anything to do with these two slobs that they arrested in Los Angeles, which is not to say that I didn't make friends when I was incarcerated.
And did you make friends with guys that were child molesters?
Well, let me put it to you this way. If no one wants to talk to you and the only guy that wants to talk to you is another child molester, what am I supposed to do?
What do you mean, what are you supposed to do? You're making this sound like it's everybody's fault but yours.
I'm not saying that, but if the only guy that will talk to me is another child molester.
All right, so you've got friends, or at least you have friends inside. You can't associate with them outside, can you?
No. No, I cannot. That's why I say I know an awful lot about the educational system, because my days are spent doing these research papers for these college professors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who are stunningly stupid, who are almost magnificent. It's almost a record-breaking kind of inability to be a teacher. That's why I know, even if the guy was caught doing what he was doing, we could keep him in there.
But no, these crimes these guys were... You heard the crimes.
Yes, I did.
And you still think they ought to be...
The quality of teacher that we have today is so bad that even if a guy is a sex predator, but he is a good math teacher... What are you telling me? You tell me.
He gets fired from the school.
Oh, boy, you really don't get it.
What don't I get, man?
If he's a great math teacher, but he happens to be a sex predator, and I know that's serious.
I still fire the guy.
Boy, you really don't get it.
All right. Herb, hang on the line here. Maybe I don't get it, but you can help me get it. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back after this.
Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And on the line with me here is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is in the Los Angeles area, and that's all we can tell you, because at one point in his life he was incarcerated for sex abuse crimes against children. He is now in a halfway house on probation, on parole, and talking with us from this location about this situation at an elementary school in Southern California, where two teachers have been pulled out of the school now for allegations of sexually abusing children. These allegations have to do with games that were played with kids, tasting games. And
I want to comment on something, Phil. I can tell you right now that I never ever was involved in anything like that. That's number one.
And I know, but I understand that.
And I want to say one other thing. I don't know these guys. I didn't commit these crimes, and I don't like the attitude of some people saying that I'm some sort of that I'm still an offender. I am not. Now, I will tell you that I've been talking about this for the last 40 minutes. You said that I could make comments about the Super Bowl.
You can make comments about the Super Bowl when we get to that point, but right now we're talking about this crime, okay?
Yes, I know that, but if I have to talk to these people about it, and I'm happy to talk to them about it, My suggestion is...
Yeah, your suggestion is don't take these teachers out of the school. Keep them there. Are they out on bond?
I think what you do is you release them on bail, allow them back into the classroom, because the teaching quality is so poor. You understand?
Because the teaching quality is so poor, these two guys that have just been accused of this crime are allowed to be in the classroom to teach these kids.
Yes, otherwise you've got unqualified individuals who are frighteningly under qualified and untrained. Now, I'm telling you, yes, the man's a child molester, but if he's also a crack mathematics and reading teacher, English composition teacher, then what do you do? What do you do? Go. I'll make this a test. 1, 2, 3, 4, go.
I wouldn't hire him.
You failed it. You just failed the test.
No, I don't think I failed the test. I don't think I failed the test at all. The number one requirement is you don't harm children to their everlasting detriment. Here is Tony on the Phil Hendry Show. Tony, here is on the line number one is David. David, go ahead. Let's see. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I was a teacher.
I love the fact these guys are listening every night. Yes, sir?
Yes, sir. I was a teacher at Woodlawn Avenue School for 12 years. And I quit there because I was like, you know, getting that.
Did you ever learn to read? I'm just kidding.
Herb, let the man finish.
But the problem was that I just couldn't. I couldn't take the kids anymore because I had a problem with like anxiety and getting pissed off at the kids. But I noticed that this guy right here, he's saying that he was a child molester and he was with the kids. Oh, who would have wanted to hire him as a radio dizzer, as a reporter, whatever he's trying to be, when he can't even hold
a sports. I'm trying to be a sports reporter. What's that got to do with being around kids? Yes.
A reporter when you're making them taste something that you're not supposed to.
No. That was, I told you, Hendry, that people would start thinking it was me.
Hold on, David. It's not him that did it. We're talking about two other guys that did that.
Well, no wonder
you got kicked out of the school for Alzheimer's.
He didn't say Alzheimer's. He said anxiety.
No, I had.
You have to listen. I didn't do that. These are two other bums. I don't know these bums.
I was simply trying to get a job. The guy that's teaching the school gets checks. He wants to get a real job in the society. Nobody's going to hire that retardo. Because he's not having sex with a kid. Imagine.
First of all, I want to be a sports reporter. I want to do sports commentary in the broadcast booth on football games and baseball games and so forth, all right? What's that got to do with kids?
One, two, three, four, five.
What are you counting?
I want to see how fast this man can answer this question, because he said that he didn't have any major motor sensory problem. I think he does.
No, he did not say that. He said he had an anxiety situation. I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
But the question is, what's sports reporting got to do with kids? Being around kids.
Kids listen to sports reporting, but if they know that there's a child molester that's reporting sports, the first thing they're going to say is, who the hell hired that guy, and what the hell is he doing on the radio? It must be crazy.
But kids listen to what are you talking about? I'm talking about sports reporting, like statistics and all of that stuff, which no kid understands. No kid's going to be listening to that. I'm talking about batting averages and all of that stuff. And I'm on the air, and then you're telling me the kid is so smart he not only knows about batting averages, but he reads the front page of the newspaper every day? Where are you from?
What this man is basically saying is that kids listen to, kids know what their parents are listening to. All their parents have to say, Herb, that guy there was arrested for child molestation. Then what do you think the kids are going to say?
Molestation with that guy. He's a reporter. He's holding a microphone in his hand. He's probably thinking of something else instead of a microphone.
I bet you would. That's for sure. No wonder you were fired, you simpleton. You're simple-minded. And you're trying to ruin my career. You're trying to ruin my career because you're a simpleton.
He's made very, very good points here, I think. David, thank you very much.
No, keep this guy on the air. He's too easy. I want to ask you something. Why aren't you teaching school anymore?
Because I got let go because I had too much anxiety from kids. I can't be around them. So it's not safe.
I don't think it was anxiety. I think it was something else.
Teacher at Woodlawn.
I think it was something else. I think it was more serious. What do you think of that?
Anxiety. Kids do not combine.
No, I think it had something to do with what these two guys are charged with. What do you think of that? How'd you like me to paint you with that brush?
We're not going to let you do that. We're not going to let him do it. Thank you, David, for your call. Why would you want to do that?
Because that man was on the air saying that because I want to be in the booth.
Herb, what makes you think you're going to be in the booth someday?
Are you kidding? First of all, no one needs to know what I did. Secondly,
you're on my show talking about it.
Yes, I'm on your show talking about it now, here and now. But 3 or 4 years down the road, no one will know. And I'm on your program tonight talking about it because you said that I could get in my analysis of the Super Bowl.
And that's the only reason. Do you understand the severity of the crimes? I know that you do.
Of course I do.
All right. We're talking about crimes that are similar to what you committed, being committed here in Southern California, the allegations of these crimes, at least. And they are vile and despicable, and these two men have been taken out of the classroom. You're saying keep them in the classroom because good teachers are hard to come by. You don't even know how good these guys are. Maybe they stink.
Well, if they stink, then they stink. But I asked you a question that you couldn't answer, nor could any of your other listeners. I'd love to find out if they can. If I have a teacher who is exceptional, absolutely exceptional, at working with 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds in reading and comprehension, are you going to kick him out of the classroom because he molested children at one time?
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Oh, boy. All right, well, then what we've got walking around is another generation of droolers, so you can feel good about yourself.
Another generation of droolers, huh?
That's right. People that can't read, write, comprehend, nothing.
So I can feel better about myself. No, it's not about me feeling good about myself. It's about making sure these kids are safe. Well, you know, I invited him on the program. Our number 877-876-PHIL. The situation is in Miramonte Elementary School in Los Angeles. Two teachers taken out of the school. As a matter of fact, the Los Angeles school superintendent says the entire staff at the elementary school where two teachers were arrested on suspicion of lewd conduct will be removed while the school district investigates. That's the latest tonight. The whole staff. Superintendent John Daisy says 88 teachers and 40 support staff at Miramonte Elementary School are being replaced. He told parents during a meeting Monday night that a full investigation of allegations is disruptive and staffers are also require support themselves to get through the scandal. They will be on paid leave. Wow. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 877-876-7445. And this is a difficult story. And the reason why I say it's a difficult story is because you've got, and we almost had a mob scene down there today at that meeting, Herb, between the teachers and the school district. And I understand what you're saying, that the teachers are far, you know, are few and good teachers are few and far between.
Absolutely, they're few and far between.
All right. But you got to know that nobody is going to want a sex offender, somebody who they believe to be a sex offender, someone who has just been taken out of the school for some of the most. Did you read the details of this?
I did, yes.
What'd you think of them?
Well, I thought that there's no question that these men should have been arrested. There's no question at all. And I don't care how creative you are, you're still going to get caught.
And what does that mean, how creative?
Well, Phil, try not to get your, as we say, your panties in a bunch.
No, my panties, what do you mean, how creative?
Look, I know a lot of guys, when I was in prison, did a lot of things. And these guys were the lowest of the low. There's no question about it. Even if they were very imaginative and...
Okay, so in other words, you know... No matter how, okay, so I don't want, you know, what we're saying is you have no problem with these guys being taken out of the classroom.
I got no problem with that, but what are you going to replace them with? You may take a sex offender out of there, and you're going to put a guy in there that can barely read and write. You may take a sex offender out of there, and you put someone in there that was like our friend Dave, who's got an anxiety problem to the point where he's got Alzheimer's or maybe even schizophrenia. You may take a sex offender out of there and put someone in there who is legally an imbecile. Who legally has, with an IQ of 65, is legally mentally deficient. You may have a teacher like that.
And where are you ever going to find a teacher like that?
I don't know, but I can tell you right now that we've got school districts that are hiring people that bad. Now, it's a choice. And
well, I can tell you that, no. No,
well, it's the choice. It's a choice. Do you want a legal idiot, or do you want someone who is alleged, to have been a sex offender? That is the question, and that is the question that I think needs an answer, and that is why I said what I said. Now, I have done what you asked me to do. And
all right, but hold on. I just want to be clear on something.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Herb, you know, I've got a couple of questions.
All right, fine.
You know, I don't want to bore you or anything.
No, I mean, I've answered every question you've got. Now, I wanted to get on to the Super Bowl.
This is a very important topic.
All right. What do you want?
You said that because these two men are, quote, alleged to have committed these crimes, they should not be taken out of the classroom, but allowed to continue to teach.
That is correct, yes.
Because they may replace them with guys that are legally mentally deficient or have anxiety problems like Dave or something else. All right. Do you understand the concern of the parents when, even if you said to them, these are only allegations, they aren't proven, every man is innocent until proven guilty, do you understand the concern of the parents? They can't live on such legal niceties. With a child's safety at risk, They need to err in favor of the safety of the child, and that means taking them out of the classroom.
All right. Well, look, if I agree with you, would that get my... You're not going to like what I'm going to say, but if I agreed with you, would that get my Super Bowl segment on sooner?
No, it wouldn't if you're not really agreeing with me.
No, I actually do agree with you, but I'm just wondering...
No, you're saying you agree with me to get your Super Bowl segment on.
No, I actually do agree. I just wanted to know, if I agree with you, can we then start talking about the Super Bowl? That's all.
And if you didn't agree with me?
Well, if I didn't agree with you, I'd tell you I didn't agree with you, and I would just let the chips fall where they may. I don't imagine if I didn't agree with you, the Super Bowl segment would get on much sooner. But it just so happens that I agree with you.
Oh, it just so happens that you agree with me, and you want to know...
Come on, Phil, just give me a break, will you? I actually do agree with you. I agree. After saying everything that I said, now I see the parent side of it. You're right. The safety of the children is paramount. Who cares whether the guy knows how to be a good teacher? Who cares whether the man might be able to turn out actually productive citizens? Who cares about any of that? He may or may not have been a sex offender.
And if he was a sex offender, he wouldn't turn out any productive citizens. You know that for a fact.
Yes. All right, I'll give you that. I grant you everything. Everything.
All right, well, I can't just segue into a Super Bowl segment here.
Well, yes, you can. I can begin to talk, but yes, you can. And
what, but?
Yeah, Mr. Hall called. He didn't want to go in here. He said, just go ahead and segue in if you can do it.
How am I going to segue into it?
Bud Dickman, if he's Bud Dickman's there, I told him that what we could do, because I know he operates the broadcast board of your program, what we could do is conclude the conversation, and, you know, it's very unfortunate. I understand that, Phil. I'm not trying to do anything other than to do the very best that I can to try to keep this as, I don't know what you want to call it, try to keep it as professional as possible. So we do have some football music, and I was hoping that Bud Dickman could, through the offices of his being the board operator or the individual who operates the technical aspect of the program, we could then segue into some football music. We'll wrap up and segue into football music.
Okay, how do we wrap up?
All right, anyway, Phil, so that's how I feel, and I'm glad that you set me straight. I'm Herb Sewell, a convicted child molester, but now let's talk sports. Ladies and gentlemen, what the hell is that?
That's the only one I think they had.
What is that? Is that sports music?
No, that's the German national anthem. If I could get the...
That's the one you wanted.
No, that is not the one I wanted. I wouldn't want that.
All right, hold on for a minute, Herb. Don't talk to my staff.
You know, you talk about a mouth breather. This is exactly the kind of guy they have in it.
I don't know which one you're talking about. You want to head up sports music.
That's not sports music. That's not sports music, you mouth breather. That is the German national anthem. The only people that may think that's sports music are Germans.
Turn it off, bud. Turn it off, bud. Turn the thing off. What? Don't you know where the fader is?
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Turn it off. All right. So what we need to do then, Herb, wherever Herb is, I guess we lost the line. But what we need to do then is to do a better. I don't know what David's talking about. A segue.
He said that if you're worried about a segue, you talk about sport.
I'm right here.
So in other words, what I'm gathering you want to do is you want to have some kind of music. Is that right?
Yes, well, it has to be appropriate football music, but that's not going to be the football music that I had in mind. What I had in mind and what I had brought, I thought that I brought to Bud's attention, was a football song from Sam Spence. I think you understand who Sam Spence is. He's a great football composer, and I have a wonderful Sam Spence story.
No, hold on. We have to do the segue, right?
So,
yeah, Mr. Rollins said you got to lock out of the talking about that one, the other one.
All right, lock out, Herb, will you?
Well, why do I have to do it? You're the host of the program.
All right, I'll lock out. Okay, so there is our reporting tonight on this terrible situation, and I'm sorry I ever brought it up. And now Herb Sewell, who is a, is a convicted child molester with sports.
Thank you very much, Phil. Yes, I am Herb Sewell, and it's time now to look at... Hold on for a minute. Now, if you said convicted child molester, I'm the only one that can say that. And
turn it off. Turn the music off, bud, for just a second here. This is rapidly turning into a disaster. You understand that?
Listen, this wasn't my idea. I wanted to come on and talk sports.
What am I supposed to do?
I have to be the one. I don't want you saying it. I say it.
Go ahead.
And so, Phil, there it is for you. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. That's life. It's a terrible thing. I'm Herb Sewell, a convicted... Wait a second. I lost my place. I'm Herb... All right, let me take two. And so, that's the way it goes. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Two scumbags are going down for the count, and I personally am happy to see it happen. I'm Herb Sewell, a convicted child molester. In other news, in sports... It was the New England Patriots and the...
Hold on. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on.
What are you...
Hold on for just a second, man. Don't you want this to sound... Don't you want it to sound like a guy with 5 cents worth of brains put it together?
Yes.
Well, when you lock out and you say, I'm Herb Sewell, a convicted child molester, and go into that music, and now sports, it's just not going to play. What are we doing now?
Got to go to break.
All right, we're going to a break. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
I'm Herb Sewell.
Phil Hendry.